Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. You're running out of time, the burden of self-effort. Why did Jesus give us these pieces of armor in Ephesians 6? What is the bottom line for us do-it-yourselfers, independent, overachievers, overcomers? I can do this attitude that I am an overcomer. Why did God give this armor to us? And how do we use them? First off, we are dealing with two monumental issues in our understanding and their implementations. Number one, we're men, and we don't like reading instructions, which would include digging in on these spiritual weapons that we critically need to live in freedom. Read the Bible on this issue. Two, we are so programmed as fix-it men, and I can do this, and I've got this, that to buy into our dire need of a spiritual unseen solution, it's hard for us. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus created a lot of tension in saying in Matthew 5, verse 3, "Blessed is the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God." Let's face it, to be poor in spirit is to be utterly dependent, without the means to help yourself. That message is so countercultural today. Our society encourages us to believe in ourselves and to be self-reliant. No one wants to be considered weak and helpless. We are often proud of our independence and self-sufficiency. But such autonomy will never work in the spiritual realm. What we need is poverty of spirit and complete dependence upon Almighty God. First, if we are unable to save ourselves, and we can't, Ephesians 2 verses 8 and 9 says we are saved by grace. It is a gift of God, not a result of works. How can we consider that we can fight a spiritual fight in the natural, in the power of our will, or by trying harder? We are so used to being beaten up in our lives by Satan's spiritual attack, we have come to view it as part of life. Sadly, we are used to it because people haven't known how to change it, let alone stop it. The understanding of spiritual warfare will set you free. Secondly, we are incapable of living the Christian life. Look at 1 Corinthians 1:30. "But by his doing you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, so that, just as it is written, let him who boast in the Lord." Wow. Our spiritual inadequacy doesn't begin and end at salvation, but it continues throughout our entire earthly life. Jesus said, "Apart from him, we can do nothing." John 15:5, meaning when we abide in Christ and depend on him, use his armor, he sets us free from the burden of self-effort. We have the indwelling gift of the Holy Spirit. Every point he works in our lives is an area of utter helplessness. Man, let that sink in. He enables us to understand his word and empowers our growth in obedience and godliness. Lastly, 2 Corinthians 3, verse 4. "Such confidence we have through Christ toward God, not that we are adequate to consider anything as coming from ourselves, but our adequacy is from God, who also makes us adequate as servants of a new covenant." Truly, a sense of inadequacy is actually a blessing from the Lord, because it forces us to depend on God for everything. He would never command us to serve him in our own strength. He gave us armor to help us live victorious lives, but we have to put it on and understand it. I pray that you press in on the pieces of the armor of God. Humble yourself and depend fully on the Lord, who loves you more than you can imagine. I pray that you make it a Jesus-filled day.